Welcome to episode 24 of The Inner Entrepreneur. Now, in this episode, I want to talk about something very, very special. This is episode 24. Now, you may think, okay, Paul, great, it's episode 24. What is so special about that? Well, it is special. It's something really, really important, and it's something I want to bring your attention to. It's not only significant for this podcast, but it's significant for every early stage entrepreneur, or even if you're a seasoned entrepreneur, and you decide it's time to start something new. Understanding this principle will be fundamental to the plans you make, the strategy you have, and to whether or not you'll end up being successful. So here's something you may not know about podcasts. 90% of all podcasts, and there are like 4 million podcasts in the world, 90% of all podcasts stop. Of the millions of podcasts, only ever make 3 episodes. Now, of the remaining 10%, 90% of those only ever get to 20 episodes. So once you get to episode 21 and beyond, and we're celebrating, yippee, episode 24, once you get into that stage, you're up at 24 episodes, you are in the top 1% of podcasts in the world. Top 1%. What have you got to do to be in the top 1%? All you got to do is last for over 20 episodes. Now, this is not just about podcasting. This is about almost everything you want to be successful in life. You see, the people who are successful are the people who get in and stick at what they're doing for a very, very long time. And this statistic is wonderful because it takes it out of the world of just personal opinion that people are unsuccessful because they don't stick at things. I can actually understand 20 episodes because 20 episodes is a lot of work. It's a lot of thinking. It's a lot of recording. It's a lot of work. And I can get that someone sticks at something for 20 episodes and then goes, you know, I've had enough. That's not for me. I can get that's the case. I find it very hard to believe that it's 99% of people, but there you go. So there's a lot of things this raises. People's expectations. People get into anything new and they think, I can do this, I can be successful overnight. And when it doesn't happen, they're disappointed, they're let down. You see, I get it that the world has changed and I get it that I'm a newbie to social media. This is podcast number 24. We started this, I think, last September. And I've been in the social media and Twitter, etc. for probably about a year now. When it comes to the world of social media, yes, I'm brand new. I have very little to teach you about that because I'm a novice. But what I've realized is that the fundamentals of life, the fundamentals of being successful, of achievement and in anything, they actually don't change that much. You see, if you look back over the past 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, the world has changed enormously. Simply think of what you're listening to this podcast on. 70% of people are listening to this on their phone. You know, we didn't have an iPhone 15 years ago. The technology has changed so radically. The whole online industry has changed radically. It's not something I'm an expert in. It's something I'm new in. It's something I'm growing in. And so technology has changed. And because technology has changed, we mistakenly think that life has changed and people has changed. Well, I have news for you. It hasn't. People haven't changed. Technology has changed. But the fundamental drivers of human behavior have not changed, probably in eons. And once you understand that, you understand a fundamental principle. And the fundamental principle is that most people will get an idea. They won't give it that much thought. They won't actually question, how aligned is this to my core values? How important is this to me? They just jump into something. And after a short period of time when it's not successful, they jump out, they look around, they get bored, and they try something else. And we call them dabblers. They dabble in a bit of this, they dabble in a bit of that. And the really successful people you meet, they are not dabblers. They're obsessors. They have obsessed over something. I'm going to state this as someone who is an early stage podcaster. I'm going to state this with absolute certainty. If you want to have a very successful podcast or you want to have a very successful anything, do not be a dabbler. You're going to be very successful in anything. You need the level of commitment that is enormous. But you've one big advantage if you have that level of commitment. And the advantage you have is that most people don't have it. So you were way ahead. So when I started this podcast last September, I knew starting it in day one, I knew a few things. Couldn't see the future, but I knew a few things. One is that I knew I would have to probably do maybe a couple of hundred episodes, 100 at least anyway, before I could really get a handle on what this podcasting game is about. And before I get a handle on, had I something interesting to say that people were going to want to listen to? Could I understand the medium? Could I communicate properly? Could I build a successful podcast? And before I spoke my first word on a podcast, I gave it that level of consideration. And I said to myself, Paul, is this something you really want to do? Because if you want to do it, I want a 2-year commitment from you. If you're going to dabble at this for 6 months, please do not waste our precious time. But if you really commit to this, if this is something really important, if you think you've something important to say and contribute, then give it 2 years. Now, the moment I made that decision, I guaranteed my place in the top 1% simply from making that decision because I am not a dabbler. So I decided I was going to commit to this. And because of that, I have so much better chance of success at this than 99% of people. See, the world of social media, with all the advantages that it's given us a disadvantage. And it's given us a disadvantage of the expectation of quick progress, of making a millionaire overnight, of getting the perfect body overnight, of the perfect relationship overnight. You see, we all know that none of these things are real, but they're entertaining. And we follow people on social media who present this fantastic picture about life that's entirely fictitious, but we buy this and we follow them. And the problem is that then when we enter into something, we think, oh, I can be magical. I can be a success overnight. And by the way, maybe you can. Just the odds are 99.9% against you being successful overnight. And the problem is with you believing you'll be successful overnight is you actually deny yourself a huge percentage possibility of being successful. Because what I've demonstrated is if you just decide, I'm in this for the long haul, I'm going to give this 2 years, that decision alone put me into the top 1%. Now, when you get into the top 1%, you're into a whole different game because now you've got to commit. But something I've noticed in the 6 months or so we've been doing this pod is that every week I'm learning on average a couple of new things. I'm learning a couple of new things on the technical side, so how the podcast is recorded, how it's edited, presented. So I'm learning more each week, and that's becoming an easier process to me because 6 months ago, I had no idea how I did this. I'm also learning more how I create podcasts, how I articulate, how I communicate. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but then I'm not expecting to be perfect. What I am expecting is to be better a little bit each week. And when you go into anything and you go, I'm going to stick with this for at least 2 years, and you get better each week, that compounds into something extraordinary. So for me, the goal is just to get better each week. So we started this last September. And then over Christmas, I thought about, well, what's ahead for you this year in the podcast? And I decided that my commitment for 2024 would be to record 52 episodes. That's it. Now people go, oh, how about marketing? How about branding? How about subscribers? How about listeners? I'm going, you know what? Subscribers, listeners, I can't control that. Neither should I be worried about it. I shouldn't be worried about it because I'm a beginner in this. I'm a beginner. What do I want with thousands of people, or even hundreds of people, listening to my mistakes, listening to my stupidity as I fumble along and learn? Wouldn't it be better if I just get on and try to improve my craft and try to get consistency and know that slowly over time, I will get better and better, and I will slowly over time grow listeners? Like, what's the rush? I'm certainly not in a rush. The great thing about that commitment was I came back in January and this podcast had started with a co-host, Brandon. Came back in January and Brandon decided that he didn't have the bandwidth to continue the podcast. He already has his own podcast. He was putting so much into work into that. He just didn't have the bandwidth to do both, which was fine. But it meant me taking the podcast on alone and it had a big learning curve for me. But I remember standing here in my meeting and the moment Brandon said that to me, and the first thing that came to mind when he said to me he was quitting the podcast was, I've committed to 52 podcasts. And that commitment came across the front of my brain. It was, Paul, you've committed to 52 podcasts and now you have this roadblock. But the commitment was more important than this temporary roadblock. And so instead of it being a big problem, I just thought, okay, but my commitment to doing 52 podcasts this year is more important than the inconvenience of Brandon leaving the show. So I said, cool, this means I got to rethink the show. I got to rebrand it to just be my show. The big hurdle was I got to learn all the technical piece that Brandon was doing, because that really is his forte. And I now got to create content that's not conversational content, but it's just solo pod content. So I had to rethink the whole thing. But I had this goal of 52 podcasts in my mind, and that's how I committed and stuck to it. I'm completely new to social media. I'm completely new to this world, but I'm a long time around in life, and I've built over decades a very successful business. I've managed to turn that to time freedom and financial freedom, which is a goal of so many people. I've raised a family. I've been married for over 35 years. So there's a lot of areas of my life that I can go, do you know what? I've been successful in this, and I've learned certain lessons. And I've realized that the principles of success, well, they just remain fundamental. And it's not saying that what you're going to do to build a business or to sustain a relationship is different to the social media world. Of course it's different, but people remain the same. And if you don't have that fundamental commitment, then you'll be successful in nothing. I'm an investor, have been for many, many years. But when I started with investment, I didn't have this understanding. I mean, I would have been so better off if when I started investing, I had said to myself, Paul, you're 30 years of age. You're not going to retire for another 25 years. Let's do an investment plan that will position yourself well when you're 50 or 55 years of age. That would have been so smart. But that wasn't the decision I made. When I started investing in my early 30s, my attitude was, how can I get rich quick? I mean, how can I shorten this? How can I make loads of money in a very short period of time? The thing is, I probably wasted many years trying to get rich quickly. I'm going to say that again. I wasted many years trying to get rich quickly. And what I found is, I ended up getting rich slowly. I ended up probably losing a decade, dabbling in this, dabbling in that, and losing could have been 10 years ahead if I'd only realized early on that the secret to winning the investment game is the long game and long-term commitment. Thankfully, I learned that lesson soon enough. And again, this idea of having a big profile and a big listeners, same for me when investing. When I started off investing, I had very small amount of money to invest with. So yeah, I made a lot of stupid mistakes and I made losses, but it wasn't with millions, it was with small money. So I was able to make those mistakes. Today, I invest with a lot of money. So making stupid mistakes now and losing that would be critical, could be fatal. I'm not a young man with 20, 30 years of earning potential ahead of me anymore. I can't afford those mistakes. Thankfully, I learned that the real approach to successful investing is taking a long-term approach. So the reason I'm celebrating episode 24 is because I know The Inner Entrepreneur is now in the top 1% of podcasts in the world simply because we're recording episode 24. And had I not been aware that that was the journey, maybe I wouldn't have gotten this far. Had I expectations of this being so show being so much farther down the road after 5 or 10 episodes, maybe I would have been one of those people that would have jumped after 3 or jumped after 20. Because I have an understanding of what's needed, that the road we have to walk, well, I've been able to walk it. I've been able to walk it comfortably. My goal for this year remains to post 52 episodes, and I will not worry about subscribers. I will not worry about listeners. I will just keep recording. I'll just keep recording, and two things will happen over time over the next couple of years. Number one, I will get better at this. That's the most important thing. I will get better at this. And as I get better, I will earn the right to have subscribers and listeners. I will earn that right. And those subscribers and those listeners will find me. So what I'm saying is, if you were to start a podcast tomorrow and you knew this is the formula to get into 1%, would you think about what you were going to do? And would you do it differently? What I want you to do is realize that there are the statistics that are easily discoverable for podcasts, but in almost any endeavor you get into, before you get into, ask yourself the question, am I in this for the long haul? Am I going to stick with this long enough to be successful? Am I aware that success can be slow and it may take a long time for it to come to me? But am I going to stick with it? Is what I'm doing important enough?
If you're working on something that's really important to you, that you're really committed to, and you're willing to do the long, hard work, then your odds of being successful are really, really high. But if you've embarked on something that ultimately is not that important to you, and you're not really willing to do the long, hard hours, the long work to be successful, if you're hoping for a quick win, then your odds of success are actually very, very low. So maybe quit while you're ahead. I wish there was a simpler story to tell you, but success is achievable for everyone. It just takes commitment. It just takes hard work. And when you're doing something you really, really want to do, well, it doesn't feel like that much of a commitment and it doesn't feel like that much hard work. And that's really the best road to walk down. So for me, I'm committed to what I'm doing because it's what I've chosen to do and it's what I love to do. Maybe time to reflect on the commitment you've made and maybe you're going to double down on your commitment or maybe it's time to step onto a new path. Only you can make that decision and I'm sure you'll make the right one. Thanks for listening. Until next time, have a great week. If you enjoyed this episode, please do subscribe, share on social media, tell your friends about it, or leave a comment. It all helps us grow the show and share our message. Thank you for listening. See you on the next episode of The Inner Entrepreneur. Take care.